This song says just keep going.
Amen.
Get better, Father. Oh,
yes, it yes. will. Amen. He's there to help you.
Amen.
As we travel through the desert,
yes.
Storms beset us on the way. But beyond the river Jordan,
yeah.
By the land of endless
grace, yes, that's right.
Farther on, still go farther,
yeah.
Count the milestones one by one. Jesus will, yeah. Forsake you never.
That's right.
It is better.
Yes, it is.
Hey. Oh, my brother, are you weary of the roughness of the way?
It's rough sometimes.
Does your strength begin
Doing in somebody's heart.
Right, right,
and,
right.
That's between them and the Lord as to why they come.
Amen.
And that's an important thing. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes, you know, and it was the case then, you know, somebody maybe comes to the altar a lot, but the Lord, you know, it's this altar, that's what this altar's for.
Yes.
Marley used to sing a song of, that's what this altar's for.
Right, yeah. Amen.
And that's what it's for. It's why we come to church.
Yes.
You know, get help from the Lord. And you may not need it this morning, or think you don't, do, but you may think you don't. But there will come time in life when you need help from the Lord.
Yes, amen.
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 And, so I'm glad to, you know, some young folks, even some young folks, know where to come.
Amen.
You know, when the burdens get heavy and more than they can bear.
Yeah.
All right, let's turn for a minute here this morning to the book of Leviticus this morning. It's already been good to be in the house of the Lord. We could go home right now and say it's been good to be in God's house. I know somebody's thinking, why don't we? And believe me, I would if the Lord had let me this morning, but I guess I need to try to preach a little bit this morning. And you pray for me this morning if you would. And Leviticus 17, and we're going to read a verse there, and then we're going to go over to Matthew. Matthew 20 there, and read a verse, Matthew 20, 28, and Leviticus 17 and 11. I'll read Leviticus 17 and 11, and we'll read the verse 28 over in Matthew together. For the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Amen. Yep.
And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul.
Yes. Yes.
Now let's go to Matthew 26, and let's read verse 28 together. I'm sorry, I think I told you verse Matthew 20, but it's Matthew 26 and verse 28. All right, we'll read this together. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Thank you. Be seated. Father, please help us today.
It's
been good, Lord, to sense your presence this morning and the Holy Spirit ministering to us through the songs and people's testimonies and things. And now we ask you to minister to us through the Word of God. And Lord, probably lost people here today, and we sure pray they'll get saved today. And we know you're the only one that can save them. And we ask you, Lord, bless today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You probably done figured out this morning that my subject is the blood this morning.
Amen.
And there is no greater subject of any greater importance in the Bible than the blood of Jesus Christ. And I believe this morning that I can say for sure that there is no subject any more precious to God the Father than the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. It is also, I believe, nothing more powerful in overcoming the devil than the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, I know the Word of God in Matthew 4, when the devil come against Jesus, that each time the Lord would say, it is written. Mm-hmm. Certainly the Word of God is powerful in making the devil flee. But I believe the blood is also powerful in overcoming the devil. Revelations 12 and verse 11, talking about tribulation saints during a terrible time that's yet to come upon the earth. And the Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony that they loved not their life unto the death. The blood pours all the way through the Bible. From Genesis chapter 3, where that Adam and Eve had sinned and God killed the first lamb. Now I know, don't tell me if the door of the Bible doesn't say it was a lamb. I know it doesn't. But I just believe it was. Because he's pictured as the Lamb of God all the way through the Bible. In chapter 4 it was Abel. It was the person of his flock in chapter 4. But the blood goes all the way from Genesis all the way to Revelation. It's just there. You can't get away from it. Revelations 5 is a heavenly scene. And in verse 9, the Bible says that they're saying this. They're saying that he hath redeemed us by the blood of the Lamb. So all the way from Genesis where man falls, all the way to Revelations where man is redeemed, it's the blood. Let me just say a few things this morning about the blood, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you today. But I want to say what the Bible says about the blood.
Bless you, Brother Rick.
Not just what I say, but what the Bible says about the blood.
Yeah,
you know, the Bible tells us that the blood is perfect in its analysis. It is perfect blood. Judas said this, and I know that Judas, I know he was a thief. The Bible said he was taken from the bank from the very beginning. He was a treasure of that little group that Jesus had. And the Bible said he was a thief. And then the Bible says that he was a liar. We know he, by his own testimony and actions, he was a betrayer. He betrayed the Lord. He sold the Lord for just a few pieces of silver. We know that he had a part in the death of Jesus. And so, like his father, the devil, he was a liar and a murderer.
Amen.
And the truth did not abide in him.
Yes.
I want you to know that when he said these words, he told the truth about the blood.
Amen.
He said, I have betrayed the innocent blood.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Now the Bible is important about how it's worded.
Yeah.
Excuse me. It didn't just say that he had betrayed innocent blood. Because innocent blood could be a lot of things.
Yeah, you're right.
These little babies that are aborted, that's innocent blood. These little children that are murdered and killed, that's innocent blood in a sense. They didn't do anything to deserve that.
Right.
But it says here that I have betrayed the innocent blood. In other words, there's only one lacking. There was only one type of this blood. Only this blood was 100% completely innocent blood. I know that because that the Bible said Jesus done something that you and I couldn't get by with.
Right.
You say, what did he do? Well, in John 8:46, they were coming against him. They were trying to accuse him of things. And Jesus said, which one of you convinces me of sin? Now I wouldn't want to do that,
right?
Because somebody might jump up and say, I went to school with you, and I remember something you said or something you did, or I knew you when you was a teenager. I knew you when you was a young man just starting out in life, and they could point out plenty of sin in my life and the good yours too.
Amen.
But Jesus said, which one of you convinced of me of sin? And nobody was able to go back in his life.
Right.
Nobody was ever able to pin any sin on him and say why. Because he didn't have none. He was innocent. But not only the test that Jesus offered them, but the testimony that Pilate gave, Pilate said in John 18:38, I find no fault in him at all. Now, brother, somebody might say, I don't find any fault in Brother Eddie's preaching, or I don't find any fault in Scott's teaching, but I'll tell you, nobody can say, I don't find any fault in them at all. And then there's the fact, you see, Jesus, the Bible is really the will of Jesus, the living will of Jesus. And it tells us over in the book of Hebrews, and we'll be looking there quite a bit this morning.
Praise the Lord.
But over in the book of Hebrews, the Bible says in chapter 9 and verse 17, it said, for a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Amen. You say, what's that mean? Well, that means if you've got a will, I've got a will. If you don't have one, you ought to get one. You say, well, I don't have a lot. Well, you still ought to have a will. It just makes things better and a lot easier for the family that's left behind. But what that's saying is Jesus had a will. But the will is not in force until the testator dies. Now, you'll run into some folks when you go out witnessing, talking to people about the Lord, and well, they'll really argue with you about Jesus Christ forgiving that thief on the cross. They'll say he couldn't do that. He couldn't do that. I mean, he forgave him. He told him, this day you're going to be with me in paradise, Jesus said. He never was baptized. He never did join anybody's church. He never did teach a Sunday school class. He never did, as far as I know, knock on any doors. I mean, the man's going to die. And they'll argue you until they're blue in the face, and they'll say, well, the Lord couldn't do that. Well, I say could. You say, why? Because that's his will. You say, yes, but the will's not in force until the testator dies. We'll look in John 19. And the Bible says in verse 32, at the end of that day on Calvary's Hill, that the Roman soldiers come by because they had a law that they wouldn't allow to let them hang on the cross and still be living after the sun went down. And so they would break their legs, which would cause them to suffocate, and they would finally die. Amen. I want you to notice this. It's important when you talk to some of them folks. It said in verse 32, then came the soldiers and break the legs of the first thief. I added thief. and of the other which was crucified with him, the one malefactor on the right, the one on the left, broke their legs. You say, why? They wasn't dead yet. But look at verse 33. But when they came to Jesus, they saw he was already dead and his legs were broke. You say, what's that mean? That means when he died, that wheel went into force. That meant that he could tell that thief with a surety upon the blood that he shed on the cross. This day thou shalt be with me in paradise, my God. I'm glad this morning that that blood is perfect in its analysis. And let me say this, what the Bible says about the blood. It is purifying in its application.
Right.
Yes.
Look in Hebrews 9 and verse 14. The Bible said, how much more shall the blood of Christ purge your conscience,
thank you, Lord,
from dead works to serve the living God. Now, if you went a few chapters back in this book we're in, Leviticus, you'd find out that they would make a sacrifice for the priest, and they would take the blood and they would put it on the right earlobe.
Yeah, man.
And they'd take the blood and they'd put it on the right thumb. They'd take the blood and put it on the right foot on the big toe.
Yeah.
You see, that was an outward thing. That's all they could do. They could put that on as saying that the blood, it cleanses. The blood applied to the ear. The blood applied to the hand. The blood applied to the foot. But all they could do was apply it outwardly. But our text says here, it said, how much more shall the blood of Christ purge your conscience? Your conscience is inward. Amen. I'll tell you that when that blood is applied at the moment of salvation, that blood is applied. I'll tell you, it's purifying in its application. God. I tell you, the water cannot cleanse your inward sin. Now, if you had some dirt on your hands, it might wash off, and the fact that you're going down and coming up, it might come off. But I want to tell you that what saves you is that blood that is applied and cleansed the inward man. And that part you can't get to. Amen. There's probably some of you men, every now and then you'll call your wife to come in there and wash your back. You say, why? You can't get to it.
Right.
Amen. You can't get to it.
Right.
You see, Christ takes the blood and he cleanses that part of us that we can't get to. I can't get to the inward man. I can't get to the heart. I can't get to the soul. I can't get to the spirit. But the blood is cleansing in its application. Amen. I'm glad it cleanses from our sins.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm glad the blood clears us.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Boy, I always get a blessing about that. Over that book of Hebrews again, chapter 10. The Bible says there, it says, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year continually. See, they've done this every year.
Right.
For then wouldn't they not have ceased to be offered, because the worst verse, once purged, should have no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. Verse 4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin.
Right.
Wherefore, when he cometh unto the world, he saith, sacrifices and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared. You say, what are you saying? The blood of bulls, oxen, pigeons, all those sacrifices, they could never ever take away the sin. It would only just carry it over for another year, and then it'd have to offer the same thing over and over again. You say, why? Because they had that. They still had that guilt. They still had that inward guilt. But I want you to see that when the blood of Christ, where he shed upon the cross, when he died, And it's salvation, it's believing that blood is applied. I want you to know it clears you of the guilt. That's why my friend, the Word of God says, that's why that it says godly sorrow, work of repentance, to be repented of no more. I never have repented anymore of being lost. I was guilty that Sunday morning when I got saved. I felt like that I was as guilty as a murderer. But that morning when I got saved, thank God, I thank the Lord for that guilt away. And I've never had to come to the altar and say, God, save me again. You say, why? Because, thank God, He took the guilt away. Praise God. Took the guilt away. Thank you, Lord. You see that? It's purifying in its application.
Amen.
You see, it not only cleanses us and clears us, but it concentrates in us.
Yeah, yes.
The scripture said it'll purge your conscience for good works to serve the living God.
Amen.
You say, what's that mean? That means, my friend, that when the blood is applied, it consecrates me to feel like I can go to God in prayer.
Amen. Right. Yeah.
Amen. I can come boldly into the throne room of grace.
Amen.
I can worship God. I can praise God. You say, why? Because the blood is purifying in its application, thank God. I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy to preach the word. I'm not worthy to sing the songs. I'm not worthy, my friend, to praise the Lord, not in my own self. But when the blood is applied, I'm made worthy as a child of God. I can worship Him and to sing for Him and to preach for Him. And God called me.
Amen.
That's what I'm saying.
Amen.
That's what Brother Sheepson means when he go up there to count glory. Every now and then he'd get some out of the banks. Amen. Somebody gets a shouting, running around and hollering, jumping up and down.
Amen.
Old Brother Sheepson, he'll lean over that pulpit. He'll say, help yourself, sister. You got a right. What he's meaning there, he means that through the blood, she has a right to praise the Lord, to worship the Lord. She has a right to testify for the Lord. I'm saying this morning, it's purifying in its application.
Amen.
Talk about what the Bible says about the blood of Christ.
Right.
I don't care what somebody else says.
Yes,
what the Bible says is perfect in its analysis.
It is. Yes,
it's purifying in its application.
Amen.
And it's perpetual in its action.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
You say, perpetual, Brother Rick? Yes, the Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin.
That's right.
Right.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
That word perpetual is an interesting word.
Yeah.
It means it's valid for all time.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
The blood of Christ is perpetual in its actions. It's valid for all time.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We went to Cracker Barrel the other day. Somebody over a year ago, I was in a tent meeting preaching, and actors over, a fella come up and he said, here, preacher, you probably go here a lot. And he stuck a Cracker Barrel gift card in my pocket. And for $10. And I really forgot about it. I seen it in the truck the other day. And we was going over there and I got it out. And after we eat, I went up to pay and I said, ma'am, I said, I don't know if this is still good or not. Somebody gave it to me over a year ago. And I don't know if it's still good or not. Doesn't matter one way or the other. And she said, oh, yeah. She said, they're always good. We never cancel them. Well, that's good. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Thank God the blood of Christ is like it's perpetual. It's never outdated. It always keeps working. Praise God. I'm glad for that this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Perpetual
in its action.
Yes, thank you.
You know, if you get people's attention nowadays, you got to talk in computer lingo.
Yeah.
Because everybody's got a computer. You say, I don't have a computer, I got a cell phone. That's a mini computer. That's all that is, amen?
Yeah.
But if you got a computer, you probably have, and if you don't, you better have an antivirus program.
Right.
You say, why? Because there's all kinds of stuff out there.
Yep. Right.
And I got one on my computer. I found out the hard way you need one. And I make sure to keep it updated. And I make sure that that thing's working, because there's all these viruses out there. And they'll get in your computer. But as soon as they get in there, that antivirus program, it'll start looking for it.
Praise the Lord.
And it'll find it, and it'll come up with a little screen and say, danger. You got a virus in your computer, and we found it, and said, if you want it clear, just punch yes, you know, or whatever. And I punch that, and it goes in there, and it clears out that virus. Amen. You say, Brother Rick, I understand that about computers, but what in the world has that got to do with the blood of Christ? Well, when you get saved, God put an antivirus system inside of you. God put the Holy Ghost in there. And He's checking all the time. When He finds something, He'll bring it in. And He'll say, I'm glad, dear, you got this going on in your life. And if you want it removed, all you got to do is just click this. The blood of Christ. And it'll take it out of your life. I thank God it's perpetual in its action. I know I'm saved because I get the flags come up on.
Amen.
You say, what do you do then? I plead the blood of Christ.
Amen.
You see, even though I'll never ever be lost again, I'll never ever pray for God to save me again, not from hell.
Amen.
Never now, dear, I still pick up a virus. Jesus said, you're my little children, and I don't want you to sin.
That's right.
Don't want you to.
Right.
He said, if you do.
Yeah.
If you do, we got something set up to take care of it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
right. So I'm glad the blood of Christ, that it's always working. Praise God. If I confess my sin, He's faithful and just to forgive me of all my sin, the Bible says. I like that word all.
Amen.
1 John 1:7 says the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin.
Hallelujah.
Don't ever let nobody tell you that God can't forgive you for your sin.
Right.
The Bible said He can forgive of all sins.
Amen.
That can all, you know, that covers all.
Amen.
And I'm glad the blood of Christ. I'm glad, you see, you get a stain. I'm pretty bad about this.
Bless the Lord.
And, you know, we go eat on Sunday. Usually, if I'm not careful, I mean, my tie, it'll have gravy on it or bean juice on it. Something on it. And I'm like one old preacher said. He said, when I get done preaching, get a hold, he said, I put my tie in the freezer to keep it from spalling. you know, these things were originally made to be worn by kings. And really what they were made for is when they eat their steaks and stuff, they wipe their mouth with that. So I'm just using it, what it's originally made for. Then one day somebody got mad at a preacher and said, make them start wearing it. But the truth is, I am a king.
Amen.
He's made me a king and a priest. Amen. But I'm saying this morning, what I'm saying is you get that stain, and sometimes I go to the cleaners to pick up my clothes. I had not a rough morning, but you ever have a morning when things just didn't? I do this every Sunday night, or Saturday night. I get my shoes out, and I shine them if they need shining.
Bless you, Lord.
And I get in my sock drawer, and I get my socks out, and I put them in my shoes.
Bless you, brother.
And I pick out my shirt, my tie, and what suit I'm going to wear. And I hang that up on the door there. I do that every Saturday night. You say, why? I won't be ready Sunday morning. And I don't want to wake up. I leave early. I don't want to wake everybody up. Grandkids sometimes are. The ones last night, I don't wake everybody up looking through drawers and all that stuff. But Brother Gordon, this morning I got up and I got that shirt out of the cleaner's bag. And I put it on, I buttoned it up, buttoned the collar, buttoned this side, went over, no button. No problem, I got another one. I go over there and I get another now. I put it on, button it up, button the collar, get it all ready, button this side, go this side, go up. I'm starting to get a little anxious, maybe, but how long do I do? I'm just, you know, I ain't worried about it. So Max Helen said, I'll sew it on for you. I said, no need. I said, I got another shirt in there. And so I went in there and I got it. It had all the buttons, everything, praise God. And I got my shoes and my socks that I put out there for last night. And I got a blue suit, so I got to wear blue socks, Eddie.
Amen.
Eddie had to get a shirt before he learned that. This doesn't even matter what color suit Eddie had on. He had on white socks. I went up there to preach a revival for him, and the deacon's wife said, Brother Rick, I said, yeah. She said, you notice Eddie's socks? Well, no, I hadn't really paid that much attention to him. She said, I got him matching his suits now. Praise God.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So I got my socks out and sat down in my chair and put my socks on, and the whole hill's out of it. I mean, just little aggravating, tormenting things like that, amen. That's the way the devil does. Try to discourage you, get you in a bad mood before you get to the house of God, amen. I finally just said, devil, if I have to, I'll put my pajamas back on. I have my top and I'm but I am going this morning, amen. I'm glad this morning, thank God, that when you get that stain, every now and then I'll pick one up the cleaners, and they'll have a little card on there, and it'll say, we couldn't get this out. So it's got a little stain there, they couldn't get out. Well, I'm glad I ain't never got nothing back from the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
He said, I can't get this out. You say, why? Cause that blood. Are you ready?
Yeah.
That blood goes deeper than the stain.
Amen.
That blood can lift up, thank God. It is stained, thank God. It works perpetual. It's always working, always will be working, thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I'm talking about what the Bible says about the blood now.
Yeah.
It says that it's perfect in its analysis.
Here it is. Yes.
Purifying in its application. Perpetual in its action.
Right.
But powerful in its accomplishment.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You see, Revelations 1 and 5, it says, from Jesus Christ, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His blood.
Amen.
The blood has accomplished something for every believing child of God that nothing else can accomplish.
Yeah.
Ephesians 1, the Bible tells us over there that we are accepted in the beloved. That's verse 6, chapter 1. To the praise of the glory of His grace wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved.
Amen.
But don't stop reading there. Look at verse 7. In whom we have redemption through His blood.
That's right.
Amen.
The forgiveness of sin according to the riches of His grace. Why am I accepted in Him? Because His blood was perfect. And thank God when I believe and trust Christ, that blood is put on me and on my account. Thank God. And He accepts me because of the blood. Amen. Tell you what that blood does. John 8:36 said, whom the Son sets free, they're free indeed.
That's right.
That blood allows me to go free.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I like that song, oh, I can still go free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of man would reach down his hand
and
do this for me?
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what the Lord did. Thank God for the blood that makes us accepted, that allows us to go free. And that activates a courage in us.
Amen.
Amen.
We're not afraid to die when the time comes.
That's right.
Amen.
Look again to Hebrews 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Listen to what the Bible says. For as much then, verse 14, as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil.
Amen.
Verse 15, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Amen.
Yeah.
You see, what's that saying? That blood applied to me as a believer
right. Makes
me where I don't have to fear facing God at death. Amen.
Amen.
Because the blood has been applied, I've been accepted in the beloved by God.
Amen.
I like that old song. And I like a lot of songs.
Bless you, Lord.
I like that one. Not afraid to bid this world goodbye.
Bless you, brother.
Not afraid to close my eyes. For this courage I can say.
Yeah.
In his arms I'm not afraid.
Amen.
Boy, I've been with some of them old saints of God that are dying, and they died with the peace of God. They died with a smile of God.
Yeah.
They died. Some of them are singing and ready to go home to be with God. Amen. I'm glad for the blood. Thank God. It activates a courage in me that I wouldn't have if I wasn't saved and a child of God this morning.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad for the blood this morning.
Amen.
Now, like this, Hebrews 9:12.
Hallelujah.
Says, by his blood he entered once in the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
That's right.
Amen.
You say, what's that mean? That means what she sung. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
The blood's still there.
Yeah.
Amen.
He said he obtained eternal redemption. That means it's permanent.
Amen.
And it's acquittal.
Yes.
Amen.
It's permanent and it's acquittal. You do realize that everyone in this room was sentenced to death.
Right.
You were on death row.
Amen.
You were a walking dead man. If you're not saved this morning, you're still on death row.
Right.
You've been sentenced to death because of your sin.
Right.
The Bible says that's true. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ.
Yes, it is.
I'm glad I got the truth.
Hey,
amen, brother. And I'm glad I'm saved the right way.
Amen.
You say, how do you know you're saved the right way? Because I read it in the Bible.
Amen.
Because I read what Jesus said. He said, I'm the way.
Amen.
He didn't say, I'm the way in some church or some denomination.
Yep.
He didn't say, I'm the way and some man or some mediator. He said, I am the way.
Amen.
The Bible said there's one mediator between man and God, and that's the man Christ Jesus.
Amen.
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 God's on death row. You're on death row.
Right.
You're just waiting for the death angel to come and get you and lead you down there and let you die. And then you go to an eternal hell forever and ever and ever.
Right. Yeah.
Thank God.
Thanks be unto God. Amen. Amen.
Because of the blood, I have a permanent acquittal.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's my salvation, not like some salvation.
Bless you, Lord. Right.
I'm not on parole.
Amen.
Yep.
Well, I've got some friends that are on parole.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the way that works is if you mess up,
oh, man.
Yeah.
You go back in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, if that was the case, I'd be back in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I know about you, I mess up a lot.
Yeah.
Right. Amen, brother. Here.
Right.
And you know what? The Lord knew I messed up a lot. He knew you messed up a lot.
Yes, He does.
So when He set this thing up, He set it up where it ain't dependent upon me.
Dependent
upon Him and what He done. My salvation is not dependent upon what I did. It's dependent upon what He's done. I'm pardoned.
Amen.
You say, well, how you know you're pardoned? All the evidence gone.
Yeah.
That's right.
On the blood.
Yep. That's
Amen.
Right. It's in there.
Mm-hmm. You ever see these trials and things going on all at once? They let the guy go free. You say, what in the world happened?
Yeah.
They said, well, we lost evidence. We We don't have any evidence of it. It's all gone. We don't know what happened to it.
Right.
That's why I can't go back on trial for being lost.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
All evidence is gone.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Papa Kirby said that's why that God put Malchus's ear back on.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
You say why? Because when they went down there and they told him, they said, hey, said Peter, said he cut my ear off.
Yeah.
He said, let me see it.
Yeah.
He said, well, it ain't all.
Yeah.
Sir, ain't no evidence.
That's right.
Yeah, man. He can't convict him on something like that.
Amen.
Well, you see, when I got saved, Micah says it this way in chapter 7, verse 19. He said, God said, I'll cast all of our sin.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the depths.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, see.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That's pretty deep, amen.
Yes, it is.
I mean, even today with our technology and all that we got, and them planes crash out there in them deep parts of the sea, they can't get out there and find that black box.
That's right.
Right.
Too deep.
Right.
Too deep. The Bible said that when we get saved, that God will cast, notice this, all their sins.
Yes.
In the depths.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Cast them all in the depths.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
I wonder if what causes them monsoons to come in every now and then.
Yeah.
God just dumped another bunch of sin in there. Amen. Yeah.
That's right.
I wonder about that. That's a deep place there in the sea.
Yeah.
And God said He'd cast them in the sea to be remembered no more against them. I've been poured into heaven. There ain't no evidence because of the blood of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Perfectly.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Not only have I been pardoned, I've paid up.
That's right. Bless you, preacher.
I paid up. Woo! I paid ahead.
Amen.
I like to do that. I can't do that on everything because I don't have enough money. And I like to, instead of making monthly installments on something, I like to just pay it up for a year at a time. You know, life insurance and things like that, just pay it up for a year at a time, going to fool with it. I like to do that.
Right.
But I can't pay it up forever. Say, well, I don't have that much money. I can't even pay it up for 2 years. Most of them can't pay it up for a year, maybe 6 months. But what I'm saying is, when I got saved, God paid me up.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Say, how long did He pay you up for? Forever.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. He paid you up forever, thank God.
Yeah.
The Bible said the wages of sin was death, but the gift of God was eternal life.
Amen.
Yeah.
That good?
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, Lord.
Whoever gets a hold of some of y'all, you're coming out and see.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
You're
right.
Amen.
Like I said this morning, we was talking about Sunday school teaching. And something said about Brother Mike's teaching sometimes being deep.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, a baby food, anybody can swallow baby food.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, a baby can swallow baby food.
Right.
And that meat has got to be chewed on a while.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Just keep chewing on it and you'll keep getting more out of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
I'll say one thing since I've been sitting in there at Mike's class. I'll say one thing about him. If you don't understand the thing he's saying, you'll learn where the books of your Bible are.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Here a little, there a little.
He's going to run you through.
Amen.
That's good.
Yeah.
Somebody sign on like that. I know you're lazy. You don't want to turn the Bible. You don't want to look at it. You want somebody spoon feed you.
Right.
You want baby food where well, you don't have to chew it.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah. You're right.
I tell you what, bless God, if you're a good taste of that steak.
Yes,
hey. That's good, brother.
You'll be wanting one every now and then.
You'll be hungry Thursday.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Paid up.
Amen.
And not listen, not only am I paid up, I'm talking about the blood of Christ.
It's going to be presented one day.
But look over in Hebrews. Look over in Hebrews 10. Look at verse 20.
Yeah.
Hebrews 10, verse 12.
Amen, brother.
But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down on the right hand of God.
Whoa.
Hey.
You say, what's that mean?
It's done.
Yeah.
It's
over. Well, when you come in from your 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hour shift,
yeah.
And you come in and you flop down in that recliner. You know why you do that? You're done.
Right.
Yes. Amen.
Now he's done. Yeah. You're ready for some rest. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not too much worried. I'm worried about a lot of things. I'm concerned about a lot of things, but I'm not concerned about the where my eternal soul is going to be at when I
ever.
I got a lot of things to think about, pray about, be concerned about. But I marked that one off the list.
Amen.
You say, where? Well, I've been saved. The blood's been applied.
Amen.
He sat down.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
He offered up that blood. Woo! And he sat down.
Glory.
Amen.
That's why on the cross, is that blood run down his arms and off his head, and little pebbles around the foot of the cross. They stuck that sword in, and blood came out with water. That's why that right before he died, he said, "It is finished."
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Because of the blood, it's finished. You say, what's that mean? Done deal.
Yeah.
You say, what's that mean? He got her done.
Yeah.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah. Finish, thank God. Yeah.
Amen.
That ought to make a Catholic priest kick the back out of
hell
and
turn
the stout and say, if you're saved, you knew what that meant.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the blood.
Amen, brother.
The blood of Christ, the pardon, the paid up.
Yeah.
I got peace, boy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Got my soul.
That's right.
I'm troubled about many things. That's what Jesus told Martha. You're troubled about many things.
That's right.
One thing to keep.
That's right.
That's right.
I got that one thing took care of.
You made that, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Save.
Yes.
Wonderfully saved.
Yes.
Redeemed.
Yes.
How I love to proclaim it.
Yes.
Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Redeemed. How I love to proclaim it.
Yeah.
His child in forever.
Amen.
Saved.
Yeah.
Thank God because of the blood.
Amen.
Paul said one dark night in Egypt.
Yeah.
A fearful, fearful thing. Amen.
Yeah. Right, brother.
Right.
God said that night the death angel was coming through.
Yeah.
But he said, if your father...
Yeah.
Don't miss that.
Right.
If your father will put the blood on the door...
Yeah. I see the blood.
Yeah. I see the blood.
Yes. Yeah, listen.
I'll pass over you.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
1964, Sunday morning. Probably around 12 o'clock. Because we had one of them preachers that always stopped at 12.
Yeah.
Somebody, I think it's Nathan, the other day, he said, you think they're trying to tell you something? I said, what do you mean? He said, that sign. The sermon's strength is not its length.
Yeah.
I said, I told him to put that up. Amen. It must have been right about 12 o'clock. My father, he applied the blood to the door, thank God. He applied it. And now, when that death angel comes, thank God, he's got the pass over me. Hallelujah. I will live forever, thank God. Because of the blood of Christ.
Amen.
And I say hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Well,
thank you, Lord.
You say, my brother Rick, that all sounds good.
Yeah, it is.
How do you contact that blood?
Yeah.
By faith.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Listen up.
By faith.
Yeah.
Romans 3.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
By faith, the Lord, I see thee upon the cross of Calvary. Amen.
Yeah.
When I believe, thank God, the work is done. I make the contact. The blood is applied to my cap, thank God, and I'm saved forever.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. How did the blood get applied in Exodus?
Yeah.
They believed.
By faith.
Right.
Yeah.
They believed and they did it. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
How did the blood get applied to that Philippian jailer?
Yeah. Amen, brother.
When he came and said, what must I do to be saved? They said, believe on the Lord Jesus
Christ.
Amen.
Well, to be saved, the blood's got to be applied.
Right.
Amen. How did that Ethiopian eunuch, how did he get the blood?
Right.
You say you got the water up, back up.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, that's water. Why can't I be baptized? He said, if you believe, you can.
Right.
And I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
Make the contact.
Amen.
Down in the water.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Went on his way rejoicing.
You got the blood. It's still there.
Amen.
You touch it this morning.
Woo!
Touching Jesus. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Touch your hand.
Hey.
Some of you like that woman, Mark 5. She spent all that she had.
Yeah.
Right.
Did nothing back.
It only grew worse.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, what after that? She said, if I could just touch the hand.
She believes.
I could just touch him.
Yeah.
Just touch him. I heard a preacher say one time, I always wanted to. God, he never let me, but he said, I will preach a sermon on run for the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Touching Jesus is all that matters.
Amen.
Hey.
The Bible says, as soon as she touched him, virtue went out of him into her.
Right.
She was made whole.
Amen. That's it.
That's how you do it this morning.
Yeah.
Lord, I thank you this morning. Thank you. Good service today. Good singing. Lord, good Spirit of the Lord moving around in here. Encouraging the face of God, reminding us, Lord, that we do have the blood, and it's perpetual. We can use it today to fight the devil. We can use it today for forgiveness for our hands and feet that have got dirty as we went through this world. Lord, we do thank you this morning for the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, perfect blood, God's blood. Thank you, Lord, for it. And I pray this morning, if there's somebody here today that's never been saved, they've never believed and trusted Christ as their Savior, confessed their sin, and made that contact with the blood, I pray they'd come this morning to get it settled.
Yes.
The Bible said, Lord, you offered that once and for all, and you set down. And I pray they might come today and accept the blood once and for all and be saved today, Lord. I pray. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. Amen and amen. Let's stand. You need to come to pray. You come. I know a lot of it's already done. Maybe somebody else needs to come to admit it with God.
One night,
Oh, yes.
of the Lamb.
Amen.
I was right in 1:18. He said, come now, let us reason
yes.
with
right.
the Lord.
Yes.
Your sins be as scarlet, they be white. Tell him.
Yes.
Amen. He takes
yes.
your black sin,
yes.
applies red blood,
Amen.
Makes them white.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Only God can do that.
Amen.
All right. Then, any word on anyone's heart today? Brother Eddie.
Greg, I'd like to thank the Lord for the message yes. today and for the power yes. of the blood. I still remember 27 years ago, as guilty could be. I still remember in my sin, even wondering if God could even forgive someone like me. I still remember that moment.
Yes,
I remember I knelt down, and I tell you what, buddy, I remember when the blood was applied, I remember the peace and the joy of salvation that come sure. upon me. I can't explain it, but I tell you one thing, I got up, looked in the mirror, and the mirror couldn't show it, but I couldn't hide it. My mama called me a fanatic, and daddy wasn't. Got on a running spell, I guess, trying to get away from him, but I run him down. I thank God for there is such a thing as what you preached about today.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm telling you, buddy, I don't believe you're getting lost, and I was. I don't believe you're getting saved, and I am. It's the blood. Praise God for the message today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And sit in the mirror because it's
yeah.
on the inside.
Right.
Clean yeah. inside. Yeah. Work, work its way out here for a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, then. We're going to dismiss then. Thank you for coming today. God bless you. If you're visiting with us, we hope you'll come back.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes. Now, anytime that you're visiting, you need to talk to preacher, just let me know. We'll be glad to talk with you about anything. Amen. All right, you're free to go. God bless you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.